Welcome to Mercury. By now, you may have realized the speed of light isn't as fast as we tend to think it is. Walking at the speed of light, it should have taken you a little more than 3 minutes to get here from the sun. Actually, 3 minutes and 12 seconds to be exact. In that time, you've traveled 720 feet, representing 36 million miles in the actual solar system. Look back at the sun and hold your thumb out at arm's length. Compare the size of the sun to the tip of your thumb. Can you block the sun with your thumb? We'll do this again at the other planets, so remember what you see. Is Mercury smaller than you expected? Remember, 1 inch of our diorama represents 4,000 miles in space. Mercury is the smallest planet at 3,000 miles across, which makes it 3/4 of an inch across in our model. But don't worry, not all the planets are this small. The other planets are larger than this one. But being small doesn't mean it's a boring world. Recently, our space probes discovered a canyon on Mercury that's longer and deeper than the Grand Canyon on Earth. But the Grand Canyon was carved by running water. There is no running water on Mercury. So how did this canyon form? One theory is that an asteroid hit the little planet with so much force it caused the whole planet to crack open. Imagine if something like that hit the Earth. That's one of the many reasons we go into space and study what's out there. Remember, it was a giant asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs. If another one like that is headed our way, we need to know about it as early as possible so we can push it away from the Earth. And if we can learn how to do that, maybe we can learn how to move Mercury to a more useful location too. Wouldn't that be a fun job? Planet relocation experts needed. Apply with NASA today.